Well, welcome back here to Callen's Drugstore. Max is covered as we talk sports here on this Saturday morning on the Coach's Corner. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, we're going to get a visit with John Messenger, get a chance to find out all the news that's happening with the Lebanon Parks Department. There's a lot that's going to be happening in this new year. I thought it'd be a good chance to get him on to talk all about that. We'll welcome in first here from Lebanon High School, Tigers head coach, Albert Hendricks. Albert, thanks for your time and good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, since I haven't seen you for a couple Saturdays.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Well, the Tigers stand currently 8-5 on the year. They had a successful run through the Lebanon Holiday Tourney, winning four games in a row. They were the eventual tournament champs, defeating Gary 21st Century in the championship game, 68-63. Overall, are you happy with the competition? And secondly, how your kids performed in those four games?
Yeah, you know, it was a very good tournament. Had some really good 4A basketball teams in, and it was, I think, a pretty evenly matched tournament for six of the eight teams. Lowell and Indianapolis Metropolitan kind of had a rough team and kind of down this year. So, but I felt like all the other teams are very capable of winning the tournament, and, you know, our kids did a really nice job of stepping up and finding ways to win in that tournament against some really good competition.
Again, Albert Hendricks with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner as we talk Tigers basketball. I know in a holiday tourney, sometimes you have to make adjustments, and you had to as well when I learned that Mooresville wasn't going to be able to be in the tournament due to, of course, as we know, COVID. So the Tigers actually ended up playing maybe one more game than what you anticipated. That'd be about right?
Yeah, we stepped in the winner's bracket and played Evansville North, who Mooresville was supposed to play in the first round, and gave them at least their three games for the tournament. And our JV played in the loser's bracket against and played two games against Indianapolis Metropolitan and Lowell. And so that was good that our JV got some experience doing that. And, you know, we got to play two games in one day on both days. And, you know, hopefully if you ever get to a regional, or, you know, you're going to have to play two games in one day. So it's kind of nice to do that and kind of get that experience.
Again, talking Tigers basketball here with Albert Hendricks. So let's kind of walk us through. We had a chance to see you play against the Lowell program, and they were just a down program. You didn't have any trouble getting by them 62-25. The two other wins that you're able to get against DuPal and Gary 21st Century, both games very competitive. The DuPal game, you were able to win 63-59. What did your kids do well in that contest?
Well, I just felt like our kids, you know, had that winning mentality and came to play. And I thought that DuPal had a couple of really solid players, and Jake Burns and Kobe Ottinger did a nice job of defending those two and holding them to some limited numbers. And now we did give up. One of their guards kind of picked up some pace for them, but I just felt like our kids were focused and dialed in, and had that refuse to lose attitude, and it showed that day.
And then in the championship game, you took on Gary 21st Century, and you were able to get them 68-63. What about that matchup?
Again, just a different style of basketball. You know, a lot of quickness there, and Gary had a kid that was about 6'8", and he was every bit of 300 pounds, and just a really big, solid kid, and very mobile. Was very good around the basket, and with his size and strength, created some problems for us. But I thought Drew did a nice job of guarding him and matching up with him, which kind of offset that. And then Gary had a couple of really good guards, I thought, and we just did a nice job of keeping them out of the paint and keeping them off the offensive glass. And it was just really a great tournament for us. And, you know, we felt like we had turned the corner. We still are turning the basketball over way too much and making a lot of bad choices. But, you know, when you left that tourney, everyone felt good about where we were headed.
And so the Tigers, at that point, 8-4 on the season, looking forward to playing the Frankfort Hot Dogs. But that did not happen, did it?
No, Frankfort ended up having some kids with COVID, and we were also scheduled to play a team out of Illinois on Saturday at the Hickory Gym. And last week, their administration decided that they didn't want them traveling out of state due to all the COVID cases that are going on right now. And so neither one of those games were played. So we ended up getting a new opponent, Indianapolis Washington, who we played at home last night.
And, you know, I was really surprised you were able to find anybody on a Friday night that had an opening, and that's amazing that Washington would have a Friday night available.
Yeah, we were kind of shocked. We figured we might get a Saturday game, you know, but we were contacted by them, and you know, we felt like we didn't want to go the whole week and a weekend without playing a game, you know, especially after we had a pretty good situation in the tournament. And so, you know, we agreed to play them, you know, it didn't turn out so well.
Well, they did get you last night, the final 51-43. Tigers only able to manage, as I mentioned, the 43 points, and that has to be disappointing, especially when you're playing at home.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we were ahead 25-15 at halftime, and that, you know, that's even more disappointing to only score 18 points, and I think we only got 4 points in the third quarter. And, you know, after such a really good defensive effort in the first half to turn around and give them, 36 points in the second half, I mean, that's just been kind of our team. And it's really frustrating for our coaching staff to watch that kind of basketball. You know, it's the capability is there for our kids to perform, and they've shown that. And then you turn around and have a game like this, which is a game we probably should have won by 10 or 15 points, and, you know, we lose by 8. And it's just really frustrating for everyone.
Talking with Albert Hendricks here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Even with the loss, you had an individual performance. Tell me about Kobe's play.
Yeah, Kobe had 27 points and shot the ball really well. And
his points, where did they come from? All over the floor, inside and out?
Yeah, all over the floor. I think he may have had, I think he hit 4 3-pointers, and he was very good at the free throw line. And I just thought Kobe's play overall from the beginning of the tournament till now is kind of carried us. I mean, he stepped up to the level that he should be playing at on a nightly basis, and you know, it certainly is helping our team. But last night he got no help from anyone else, and offensively, and that really is tough to handle.
Mystery, isn't it?
Yeah, to say the least. I mean, you know, you got to get back to work, and we play Frankfurt on Monday night, and it's a conference game. And, you know, I kind of felt like that we would have this kind of performance after we won that tournament. You come off of a high and you beat, you know, some really good basketball teams in that tournament. And sometimes you just don't do a very good job of carrying that over the next night. And that's something we have to get better at. You know, there's no room in the sectional to have nights like we had last night. So, you know, our kids are going to have to figure that out, and hopefully we can turn the corner here. And again, we're still a month and a half away or so of before the tournament, so, you know, we have time to fix the little issues. Two of the major problems we've had are turnovers and free throws, and we were 17 for 21 from the free throw line last night, so we've kind of corrected that. But you can't have one kid score 27 points out of your 43 and your other six or seven guys that that need to contribute are not going to contribute. Between Jake Burns, Reese Jones, and Hunter Crewe, I think we had 4 or 5 points last night, and you have to get more scoring from those guys from that.
Yeah. So Frankfurt comes up on Monday. What have you been hearing about the hot dog program this year?
Well, you know, I think they're about 500 right now, 3-4. They haven't played since December 21st, maybe, somewhere in that area. It's been a long break for them, and then they got COVID here. So they've been off quite a while, and certainly time to work on a lot of things that they probably want to get corrected as the coach. But, you know, that's a long time to be off, too. So, you know, hopefully us playing in the holiday tournament and having a game last night, you know, we're going to come back ready and prepared to play. We have two big conference games this week with Frankfurt on Monday and Tri-West on Friday.
Well, Albert, thanks for your time this morning, and we'll see you up at Case Arena Monday night.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Albert Hendricks with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. If you are planning on attending that game up in Frankfurt on Monday, might let you know that they are requiring people to attend the game to wear a mask. That was announced last night during the girls' basketball game that they are implementing, once again, mask requirement at Frankfurt High School athletic events. So if you are going to be going to the game, make sure you take your mask along with you. All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll get a visit with the Parks Director from Lebanon. That would be John Messenger. He's in the hot seat, and he's up next, and this is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.